Dictation for Jose Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, Jr., March 1663. Addresses a letter to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583. Dear Dr. Murray, consultation for Mr. Lopez with a change of kidney function. He has obesity, metabolic syndrome, hypertension, diet control, diabetes. He has developed a change of kidney function over the last couple of years. Creatinine was 1.2, a GFR 44 around May 22. August 22, creatinine of 2, GFR 34. April 23, creatinine 2.3, GFR 32. Last year, June, creatinine 2.7, GFR 26, and presently GFR under 15. I talked to him a few days ago and stopped losartan. He's been on this medication for the last 1 year, apparently for proteinuria. He has hypertension on treatment for the last 15 years. Within the last few weeks or few months, increased edema, face, chronic reflux symptoms on treatment, Nexium for the last 15 years, elevated cholesterol, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. There is foaminess of the urine for the last 1 year, but no cloudiness, blood infection, or decreased volume. There is nocturia frequency, probably from enlargement of the prostate. No urinary retention, no infection, bleeding, no skin rash, no bleeding nose gums, no fever, headaches, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no upper respiratory symptoms, no sputum production. Next paragraph. Past medical history, as indicated above, for hypertension, reflux, diet control, diabetes, a prior infective prostatitis, treated for a month with antibiotics, enlargement of the prostate, symptomatic, obesity, hyperlipidemia. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He denies EIS or a stroke. He denies coronary artery disease or heart problems. No liver disease, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver, anemia, blood transfusion, esophageal varices, no gout, no stones, no pneumonia. Next paragraph. He starts smoking age 17. He's still smoking 2 to 5 cigarettes a day, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph. Present medication: Norvas, Lipitor, Nexium, recently stopped losartan, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, prior colonoscopy as the only procedure. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 248, blood pressure 150 over 100 on the right, 146 over 90 on the left. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, no skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes or arthritis, normal speech, no mucosal abnormalities, normal eyes, respiratory cardiovascular normal, obesity of the abdomen, ascites, tenderness, or masses, no major edema, maybe edema on the eyelids, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, now creatinine up to 4.45, representing a GFR 14 stage 5, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, nephrotic range proteinuria with protein creatinine ratio at 7.4, normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 10.9, ferritin in the upper side, and normal saturation. recent testing for free light change, no evidence of monoclonality. The rising creatinine as indicated above. Prior A1Cs consistently, at least the last 2 years, under 7. Kidney ultrasound, 9.7 on the right, 10.1 on the left, without obstruction. Bilateral simple cyst. No urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 5, presently no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema, volume overload, no immediate indication for dialysis. He has obesity, metabolic syndrome, with elevated triglyceride, low albumin, and hypertension. Presently off ARB losartan. Diabetes, the last couple of years, appears to be under 7A1C. Cannot rule out undiagnosed diabetic nephropathy, but consider less likely. The progression has been too fast. Hypertension, nephrosclerosis, a factor, but again, progression is not typical behavior. I will favor primary glomerulopathy, probably FSGS, probably secondary type, alternative entities. Discuss with the patient that he's facing dialysis and we need to prepare, educated about the options, including home dialysis, in-center dialysis, renal transplantation, AV fistula. We start dialysis based on symptoms. A renal biopsy will be done, although I'm afraid it will show extensive chronicity and we might not be able to reverse or treat it. I call Midland intervention and radiologists. They will not be available for 2-3 weeks or longer. I call University of Michigan, discuss the case with the renal fellow. They will try to attempt it on the next few days. Of course, if there is any technical contraindications, the procedure will have to not done and aborted. I encourage patients to educate and participate on the SMART class. He needs to get family involved as there is a major change on lifestyle. He's still active working, consumers energy. He understands that symptoms might develop as his kidney disease is progressive, and we might be facing dialysis in the near future. I'm adding blood pressure control for the renal biopsy with diuretic torsemide. He will do a salt-restricted diet, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, monitor blood pressure. He will call us with blood pressure numbers at home. We will do weekly blood tests. I will take the opportunity to do more serology. All questions answered. Coordination of care extensive. End of dictation.